Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, where we talk about women's issues on this Thursday, the 7th of January, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has forced so many people to work from home. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. In our program today, we are talking about what happened in the United States yesterday at the start of the Capitol Hill deliberations on certifying the election of the president-elect Joe Biden. We are also going to discuss the Zimbabwe 30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, which started on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Siyalambulela zihlobo kuhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje asihluzeni bomama emsakazweni weStudio 7, Boy Voice of America. Lapho esihlaziya izandlupe izangkathazelo ukuphumelela kwabesifazane kungolesine kunjenje mhla ka 7 Zibandlela 2021. Lamhlanje esisakaza kumbe ngithi ngisakaza ngisemzini wami eUpper Marlboro eMaryland kungenxa yobhubhane lolu olwe COVID-19 osolwenze abantu abaningi basebenzele emakhaya emzini yabo hathi eofisini kumbe kuma studios. Ikhoke asoze nithathe incingo zenu njengemvama kodwa ke sizaxoxa lalabo engenelise ukubathinta ecingweni kube njalo khona lapha kumabonakude. Igama lami Praxedes Jeremiah. Supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the Senate as lawmakers counted electoral votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Videos of skirmishes outside the Capitol showed protesters tearing down rows of metal barricades around the building before confronting uniformed forces. Some breached the building's entrance, resulting in a violent, chaotic scene. Throngs of people pushed past the police who were trying to block them from entering the Capitol Hill building. A mob breached security and successfully entered the building. The D.C. National Guard was activated. The expansion of military involvement only came after the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested that Guard's members be sent to the Capitol Hill after those on the ground had reported that they were overwhelmed. Now, President-elect Joe Biden came on television and condemned Mr. Trump for stoking the violence. He said, quote, "I call on the mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward," end of quote. Then after Biden's address, in a video meant to quell chaos at the Capitol Hill, President Trump repeated claims that the election he lost was stolen, before telling his supporters, quote, "You have to go home now." The video came after the national leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, called on Mr. Trump to send his supporters home after violence had erupted at the Capitol Hill.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace."
That day was President Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, trying to quell the chaos that had erupted between the police and his supporters. The protest didn't happen in Washington, D.C. only. As Congress convened in D.C. to certify the results of the presidential election, dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump also rallied in front of Los Angeles City Hall. They were all holding flags and carrying signs reading, "Stop the Steal." Members of the group stood along Spring Street, while others also circled the area in their vehicles. There were some skirmishes, clashes between those protesters and the law enforcement. Let's watch what happened in LA. Pane zvakaitika nezuro zvandanga ndichataura zviya kuti tichatanga nekutarisa zvakaitika kuWashington DC pamwe chete nekuLos Angeles kuCalifornia. Apo vatsigiri vemutungamiri weUnited States President Donald Trump vakapinda nechisimba kudare reparamende reUS Capitol muWashington DC vachizvimanikidzira kuti vapinde mudare makange muri kutaurwa nezvenyaya kana kuti pakange pakuverengwa zvino mavhoti kekupedzisira mudare reparamende nevadare maseneti nevamwe vose vanenge vari mudare reseneti kuti vachinyatsotsinhidzira kuti President-elect Joe Biden vakanga vahwina zveshuwa muna November apo pakaitwa sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump vange varipo pachigaro kwemakore emana apfuura. Asi zvinhu hazvina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka sezvo kubva pakaitwa sarudzo iyoyo pakabuda zvakabuda musarudzo iyoyo zvichiratidza kuti vaJoe Biden vakanga vakunda mumasarudzo iyi. VaDonald Trump havana kuzvigashira. Vakaramba vachingoimba kuti vakabirwa. Vakabirwa mavhoti. Saka ngazvidzokororwe. Vakaenda kumatare. Zvikadii. Kusvikira zuva ranhasi. Chiregai iko zvinezvi timbodzokera kuZimbabwe. Tinotarisa chirongwa icho chatanga sezvo kutaura kwandaita pakutanga kwechirongwa. Ndatinini tichange tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. As I said before, that we are not only going to talk about what happened in the United States yesterday, but we are also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. So the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that it had 610 new cases of COVID-19 as of the 6th of January 2021, which was last night or yesterday, which brought the accumulated number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country to 17,804, including 11,966 recoveries, as well as 431 deaths. Zvino, zviri kunetsa kuZimbabwe ikoko, kuti vanhu isi zvikuru sei madzimai, vange vachibhalansa pakati pekuti vanoshandira mhuri yavo sei kuti vawane chikafu. Nekuti handi vese vari pamabasa, vamwe vakatorasikirwa nemabasa. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vaya vanoshandira vanoshandisa maoko avo kuzvishandira. Saka kana paitwa lockdown kudai, madzimai ndiwo anotakura mutoro wakaomarara wekuti zvino mhuri inodyei. Vana vachaenda kuchikoro nei. Iwo mapipi acho ekutenga mamaski. Zvinhu zvese zvinongoira pamafudzi emudzimai, amai. Iko zvine zvichiregai ndichi ndiunza mudariro. Munyarikani wedu wezuva ranhasi vanova ivo mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa. Kuti vatitsanangurirwo kuti ivo semunhukadzi anoitawo mabata anoitawo mabasa ekungobata bata apo nepapo vachingoraramisa mhuri yavo. Zviri kuvabata sei madzimai muZimbabwe kuti vararame pasi pe 30 day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa.
Nyavonga, ndinofara nokutindawo ya pachirongwa. Ndinofara kumandikokwa.
Zvakanaka. Ngatitarisei kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane COVID-19 level 4 lockdown yakatanga nemusuwe chipiri. Iri kubata-bata sei vanhukadzi? Ngatitangirei pamuri chaizvo. Imimi mungatitsanangurire kuti muri mudzimai akaita sei, ari mubhizimusi, ari kuita basa rei rekuzviraramisa, and then tozoenda pakuti zviri kubata-bata sei imimi nevamwe vanhukadzi.
Inini ndinoita zvakawanda wanda, tisi vana dhobha-dhobha vemuno muHarare. Chese chamuka chekuseka tinotengesa. Ungaudzura zvezvevana, ungava zvechikoro, tiri kufamba famba nguva iyoyo, ndo chatinodi chatinotengesa, ende ndiwo mararamiro edu kwenguva yakareba. Zvamunoziva kuti informal sector ndiyo yakabata nyika. Saka paunenge uchizwa kuti pari kuita mari apa, ndo paunopinda. Ari kudawo mari, achinotenga business, uchipuwa percentage, achiuya achikupa percentage, unongogaruka muchiro zvaanenge auya nazvo, as long as the business proposal iri ichibudisa pundutso. Asi kubvira patanga COVID, ndingati gore rakapera. Tanga tine tarisiro yekuti zvinhu zvinochinja. Asi gore rakapera takatanga tiri 3 months. Tikabva mu3 months tikapinda, tikazopedzisira tatozvona tapinda muna December. Mari yatinenge takachengeta akoma semakore ese inopera. Mwana anorwara achada mushonga. Chinhu chese chiri mumba chiri kuda kutengwa. Mitengo yekukwira zuva nezuva. Hatina tichatiinfoma mupesa. Agriculture ndiyo yakatibata, musana wedu wemuno munyika unobva mukurima. Varimi chaivo kuti vatenge zvokuisa pasi. Kana usiri kufamba, usiri kudyara, mvura iri kunaya, zvese zvinoda kuti zvive nemishonga inokontrola zvirwere, zvakawanda zvese zvinobva mukurima. Izvozvi tiri kutaura ndisaenda tombabva kuna December. Izvozvi ndiri kutaura kuti varimi vavharirwa. Ndandiri kumbare nhasi. Mapotatoes angachita $10 3 days ago. Sagara kuita $15. Madomasi, zvinhu zvakazara kumbare uku, hakuna vanhu vari kutenga. Kwakazara mapurisa, vanhu havasi kufamba. Saka kurarama chaiko kuti tidye domasi, kana usina mugadheni, hapana mararamiro aupi. Ngati mvura chonoriita sei, mvura yanga ichinesa. Mvura yatozotava kuna yeye zvinozvi. Domasi rinotora 3 months kuti ribereke. Saka tisatamboenda kure, ndiri munhu wechikadzi. Chokuisa papoto ndinenge ndinacho, asi handina domasi, handina onyeni. Handingainge nenyama yega ine mafuta, inoda kuperekedzwa. Hupfu hwacho unahwo. Ko vari kumusha vari kurarama nei? Tambenge tichitobva mudraut. Gore rakapera tanga tisina kutomborima zvakakwana. Saka semunhukadzi tisi tiri kunyanyobatwa zvakanyanya. Zvakanyanyisa. Ana baba vanogona kubuda, asi ini ndinosara nevana. Ndandine vana vaviri vanga vari kunyora. Mumwe akanyora zvakanaka Cambridge anyora. Ari kunyora Zimsec. Vanobvira gore rakapera vachiverenga vari mumba. Vanga vachida maextra lessons. Ndakachibhadhara maextra lessons. Anyora we Cambridge ari nanakamirira maresult. Fungai uyo wegore rakapera, mentally anenge akazvivharira mumba. There is so much anxiety. Mwanoti tinovhura dhoo, achingovhura dhoo arikungobvunza nai mama, saka maresult achabuda rini? Nai mama, that mental confusion kungovhiringika kwepfungwa kwemwana iyeye, ini wacho handisi tombori stable. handisidza kuti mangwana chakwanisa kudya here. Mari yandaive nayo yapera mukuta. Ndichiti gore rino zvichaita zvirinani. Hapana chiriranho chekuita. Nokuti tinenge tine tanga tine tarisiro. Zvinoshata zvakanaka. Zvino COVID yacho lockdown zvayatanga muna January ako. Saka tinosvika zvegore.
Hazvisi kutombozikana kuti zvichapera pai uye weni. Saka imi munoona kuti malockdown aya akanaka here, anoshanda here kudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19?
Kushanda anoshanda akoma. Nokuti dai tisina kuita lockdown asi ye, ndofunga dai tiri pakaoma. Ende dai takaviga vanhu zvakanyanyisa. Ende ndiri kuona kuti kupa kwevanhu neCOVID gore rino ndingati mwedzi uno. Panyanya nokuti munoziva kuti mahotel emuno muZimbabwe, marizot ese, matourism resort ese, anga akadzikisa mapraizes. Vanhu vanga vakazara Victoria Falls. Vanhu vanga vari kukarika. Vanhu vanga vari kunyanga. Saka zveshuwa mukana takauvhurira chirwere chikapinga. Ende pane zvino tinongokurira tese, mumwe akati chakufamba nemhepo kunge flu, mumwe akati chakuita sei. Saka chaunza chirwere chaicho chaicho hatisi kutinzira. Asi ndofunga from holiday yese, December yese iyi, takavhura bhoni, chirwere chikauya chikapeta rusere. Chamo.
Kunodoka kwezuva remusi wechipiri, takaona nhamba dzevanhu dzichikwira vakanga vawanikwa vaine coronavirus pavakavhenekwa neve Ministry of Health, yakava pa 1365. MuHarare chete makanga muine 777. Chii chaizvo chaizvo chamunoona kunge chakakwidza huwandu hwevanhu kudai?
Kufarisa kwatakaita, kurelaxa kwatakaita, takapombonoka pafesi season. Takafarisa. Ende nhamba dziri kutaurwa idzi dzakoma mbudzi wangu unenge uri wekuti makatesta, vakatestwa, vakakwanisa kutesta. Kuna testa inini pachezvangu, ndakaenda kunotesta neyangu mari inokuda. Handiti $60, so far ndakaviri $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford to go for testing? Saka vatestwa apa vatestwa kupi? Kune kwemahara here kuri kutestwa? Vatestwa zvaita sei? Ko vari mudzimba vasina kutestwa vangani? Vari kurwara zvatitaura nhasi. Vari kuzvirapa vega vari muisolation. Vangani? Zvese izvozvo zviri kuenda kuna amai vari mumba, vane vana. Vane vana vari kutya kuti mama ndikangorwara papahuro ndaane COVID. Ndikakosora mama ndaane COVID. Ndikangonzwa pachesi pachirwadza mama ndaane COVID. Mutoro wose uri kudzoka kunani?
Namai.
Vacho vari stable here? Taive nemacounseling echannel. Dai mhanya ndoenda kuchechi ndoenda kucounseling ndoti inini wacho samai dzangu dziri dzese. Mai ndio vane mutoro wakadarisa munhu wese.
Saka izvinoizvi vari mudzimba anamai vari kubatsirikana sei nedzipi nzira sezvo machechi akavharwa, kuna ana china hakuchaendwa. Madzimai vari kubatikana sei?
Ndosaka ndati amai ndo vari kunyanya kubatikana. Machannels ese aishandisa when everything was normal, zvese zviri right. Akavharwa kuenda kushangara. Ina handitodi munhu anoya padhopa angu asina kugwa. Handitodi ndinotonyarara because ndinoona ndiri kutotya kuti anoya kuzondoona anondigira chirwere. Handitomboda mieyo. Ndinotovhara maketeni kuipo. Takuita hunhu hwatanga tisina nenyaya yekutya. Hatisi tiri vanhu vatanga tiri nenyaya yekutya. Ende nhasi chero munhu akauya achiti ndokumbirawo mari yechikafu, inini wacho handina. Takunyima tane unhu hwatanga tisina. Ende hapana zvatiri kungoita, tiri kungoendawo pasocial media tongonzi kunatira. Nasi ndatoona imwe yanga ichifamba yanzi Natura nezvakati zvisingabvumirwe. Unotomuita zvese zvese zvamuka. Mucha uri kuda kupona. Maremoni acho madhuriro ari kuita. Jinja yacho, garlic yacho. Kunatira kwacho hatizori zvati kunatira zvinei hazvisi kutikwadza here. Ko kana COVID yazopera. Maefekts ezvinhu zvese. Muchukiyo kagore riyana takambodya pangai. Ezvo zvingatitarisa vana generation yeti nemazituru. Hatichazviva takaita kuti tiite zvese izvozvo. Kuda ndiyo pangaiya. Ndozvatakuita izvozvo. Mahome remedies atiri kuita hatisikudziya efekt yacho. Tiri kunatira mabhaketi eplastiki. Hatisi kuziya kuti plastiki haisi kuti afekta here nokupisa kwainenge ichiita. Saka zvese zvatiri kuita mangwana zvinogona kuzotikanganisa zve. Tiri kungoti chese chamuka inyama.
Chokwadi, chokwadi. Hoti ke sichaphele ngale siye esiNdebeleni. Wena njengomama osakhulayo, kuliphatha njani kumbe ngithi uhlelo lolu olwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown oluqalise ngolesibili uphethe njani abesifazane?
Abesifazane siphathekile and siphathekele kakhulu ngoba yitho esigcina ihondo, yitho esikhangela ihondo, sisela kubaba kusiye ebantwaneni. Isihlobo nxa wendile ngoya kumumama emulile naleyo. Umuntu abe funa ukwelatshwa ufuna kumama. Umuntu ofuna lokhu ufunela kumama. And umama usephathekile ngoba khathina sisasebenza. Nezinto esasizithengisa izinto zonke thina kasila manufacturing phela lapha eZimbabwe. Into yonke ivele eChina. IChina kulethi izinto lapha i-freight isidabulile times 2 times 3. Kulethi izinto eSouth Africa asibhoti ivalile. Nabomalayitsha labasangeni. Akasangeni lula. Izinto zonke sezingena kukhokhokhokho nesezibuya ama-prizes sendayo. Esekhwelile. Akhathi siyathengisa ezinayo. Akusela muntu osethenga isigqoko, akusela muntu osethenga ingwane, akusela muntu osethenga nomintu yomntwana. Khathi sinto imali yonke sisiye kudleni. Isisiye kuthengeni khona omogarlic, ojinja. Izinto esisebenzise ukuthi sisize lapha esisendlini. And sesesaba nokuthi umuntu angakhwehlela. Siye esibhedlele. Ubususesaba ukuthi ngesibhedlela yathule COVID. ECOVID khona nesibhedlela kulapho kufa khona abantu abaningi kwezidlule endlini. Ingxenye lapha eselatshwa khona lapha esesivele sithatha yona iCOVID yangkhona. So umuntu okhona ngumama khathi siphatheke okwedlulisileyo. And abafazi ababe bekhangela abantwana ababhala ama-exams, abafuna ukubhala ama-exams, i-exam eqalise ngomnyaka ophelileyo kayikapheli. Abanye sebelahla amaphepha ngikhona kuya ku-exam sebestress abantwana. Izinto zakhona zimangazi, yathi ukuhambelana mangazi, zethu izinto kazimangazi. And i-COVID-19 le lockdown yesibili le, besikhangelela ukuthi lonyaka kuzayo. Then umnyaka ophele iqalise ngoMashi, khathi siqalise ngoJanuwari. So siyakwazi ukuthi izaphela. Le mithi yona le abathi khona bayayilungisa, bayayikhangela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamashi. Thina abantu lapha basikhangele nje ngathi sesesaba. Ngoba sezivula ukuthi HIV yalungisa ngapha kuthi izokulala thina abantu abamnyama. Yona imithi abafuna ukusipha yona eripa ngoba bengikhangela namhla lami kwi-intanethi ngibona amanye imithi akhona not for US use, not for EU use. Ezaliya ngapha e-Afrika iyabi njani?
Iyabi njani.
Ingithatha kuphala mbani. And yona imithi esiyithathayo. Ethathe 3-4 months ukuthi ilungise. Eminye yathatha iminyaka leminyaka ukuthi ilungise. Siyazi njani ukuthi ayisiphambanisi. Umuntu ufuna ukudla, hayi kubaba ukuthi ufuna ukudla, uthi mama. Ikhanda ngibamhlungu ithi uthi mama. Kanti singqeda khonapha ngiyabe sengisengutsheni sengizembathisile sengisithi khona lokho okubhaliwe konke sengisithunyusele. Nangalonke sengisithunyusela, ngapha kangona kawatshi.
Kodwa yona i-lockdown ibona ngani iyanceda yini ukwehlisa ukumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwe-COVID-19?
I-lockdown iyanceda okunzima ngoba iyasinceda kunyaka ophelileyo. Into esihluphile yukuthi ngekhisimusi lapha sakholisa sevilisi. Sakhohlwa sasesicabanga ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusekho. Umkhuhlane lo wasememetheka and ukhona liyakwazi and silawo ezindlini. And asikaxaki And then it could be connected to Lisa. But I am always the result of the food. I want to say, it's a caripa, it's a yanga. Whoever finds the way ask kind. About Baham, there are questions about the Kukan Kona. And I want to ask questions about the things in Rana Maklu. Where some of the best bacon and the rest of who magate. I don't know what you look down here, says the Vantura tool. Who would you flew in on the years of the Vantura tool? What do you call it? About the same guest bacon.
Nxa singakhangela sibone ngemva kwekhefu lekhisimusi lelomnyaka omutsha ikakhulu sikhangele yona leyi iviki ngolesibili kube lenani eliphezulu kakhulu elethusayo labantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kube labantu abangaba inkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu ayedlula amakhulu amathathu 1365 kubula ko ARR kuphela edolobheni le ARR kwatholakala amakhulu phose athokwa mina mbili 777 kobulawayo laye lalandela iARR kuthi ngezinyanga ezedluleyo ngathi kuqalisela ngolwezi usiya kumpalakazi sisiya kathezi kuzivandlela eMathebeleland North Mathebeleland South lebulawayo inombolo inani langkhona kade lokho liqonga 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 kube kusiba engxenye lensuku ezimbili ezintathu inani liqongile kakhulu ubona ngani sibisibili kubangelwa yini
umntathu wethu singazi sikhangele amanombolo wakhulu okhuluma ngawo malutshwane kakhulu ngoba uhulumende bona laba abathestiweyo ngabefunubakazi ukuthi bababambe njani baningi abantu abangakhwanisiwe ukuyathesta nahamba ngaathestisa kabili imali engayibhadaleyo khonapho wadra 320 inani labantu abasezimbabwe bakwanisa ukuyathesta kunendawo inethesa abantu free so inamba ezikhona ezithestiweyo zithestiwe kuhambe njani ngoba abantu abaningi abakathesti yikho kutshengisa ukuthi inamba iqongile ukwedlula inamba eliyifoni and into esisenza abantu bahlale ezindlini ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi inamba ekhulunyweyo leyo inlutshwane abantu abagulayo baningi kwedlula inamba ekhulunyweyo and into eyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge ukuthi ikhisimusi yathi sibuyile abantu bajabula bedlulile ngokwenza inamba ziqonge and siyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhonezo and abantu sebesesaba ukuphuma angikhona ukuthi i-lockdown yenza abantu bazivalela kathesi kathesi ukuthi nomuntu uselesihlobo uselomuntu omaziyo ukuthi yagula mina bengilo ufazi kabhudi wamade egula past 2 weeks leyo esendlini abantwana bahamba bayathesta ubhudi wami hamba wayathesta baphuma bonke bengela-covid but umfazi ekhona esendlini self-isolation ngoba laba abahamba bayathesta ngoba babe lemali yakhona abangaleyo benzani ezindlini and inani labantu abasezindlini abale-covid baningi kwedlula inamba lezi ezithestileyo ngakule ithuba lokuthi uhulumende athesta abantu mahhala besiyamangala abantu baningi abagulayo
beliza kwedlula nyalapho ye ikho-ke wena ukhuthazana ukuthi enanana ngesimo esinje umama kuthiwa ngesingisi catch 22 situation ufuna ukunakekela imuli ngapha njalo ufuna ukulandela iziqondiso ze-lockdown ukuze angathatheli i-COVID-19 ungabhalansa njani ngokubili ngalezi
nsukuakuselamaclub
akusela mbuthano yokuthi uza kuyathela amacebo kwabanye omama
kuhle kubi khathesi sekulethothwa khona ithiwa yibonding ngesikhiwa lifuna lingahluki abantwana khathesi selikhuluma selixoxa selicabana lilungisana lisezindlini hakuna veiri and ukafuna ukupuma uti woti mpume pani uzabuya na umkhuhlane into enhle nge-lockdown lengeke ukuthi uyakwanisa ukuhamba emashops uyakwanisa ukuhamba emsikeni eseduzane lawo but ukugqoka imaski khathesa kuqambelala amanga kasigokeni imaski kasigezeni izandla kasenzeni khona lokho esasikwenziwa kudala kuzembathi singubo sizithungisele sizenzeni ama-home remedies silawo siyawazi asencede abaningi ngoba la imithi esikhiwa yangkhona yena le isuke ezintweni esilazi ezindlini zinalei amahlamvu amagwava amalemoni ama-avocado pear amamango asinatheni asikwazi ukuthi sizasilelana but umuntu kahlale ukuhamba kube kulutshwane
awukwazi kwasi zingulule uyalo uyathatha lokhu lalokhu ya siphatheke udaba lwe-vaccine libona ngani ngokuphathwa kwalo msebenzi ngokuphuma kwayo isikhona lapha emazweni athuthukileyo kubomelika bo-UK lamanye amazwe athuthukileyo ubona ngathi izafika na eZimbabwe ngokuphangisa
vele mina ngikwani njengomfazi ose-Afrika angikafuni ukuthi ifike kasi kafikani kabayithathe bona kuqala sibone ukuthi izabenza izabafikisana sathini ukuyithatha sizakufa futhi ngayo basoke basiphe futhi imijosi siyelatshe ngayo abaqale bona bathathe sibone ukuthi iyabafikisana ngaso kukubi sizayithatha noma sifuna singafuni kodwa kabaqale bona bayithathe
ukusenza omama babe ngabantu aloluya awusafuni ukuvakatshelwa awusafuni ukuvakatsha kodwa ke ngezinye indlela njengokutsho kwakho sokulinika ithuba lokuthi libhonde njengemuli ubaba lomama kodwa ke ngasikhathi sinye kunemibiko ephumayo ethi kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabantwana ezindlini livalelene linjani suke wezwa nalo ludaba
ye khathesi nge-lockdown yesikole abantu abaningi balele kwalanasibaningi amadoda amaningi alembazi yophesala abantu abaseduze nalo amadoda aphumile into leyi kayilula inezinto ezinto ebuye nazo eziningi and abantwana anti emini la uya kuphume kumbe uyethengani yayenzani abantwana ebusuku bayaphuma abantwana bazithwela abaningi ade bengafanelanga bazithwala abantwana abancane ama-form 3 ama-form 2 ngoba akusela entertainment at least ngapha emadorobheni kungcono and nasithi emadorobheni angitsho ukuthi noma emalokithini kwezinye indawo emadorobheni lapho abathuthukileyo abathuthuke khona kulama-intanethi at least abantwana bahamba kwi-intanethi abasemalokithini batshona besenza benga kungela bantu endleleni so izinto ezimbi eziningi zenzakala kuma-lockdown zenzakala kuma-lockdown and kuzisa ubuhlungu
yeah
ibuye izinto ezimbi eziningi
yeah but at the same time at the same time, there is a case-22 situation. Women and mothers, how are they able to balance the two? Maintaining social distancing, just not violating the lockdown regulations, trying to adhere to them. But at the same time, they have to look after their families. Economically, the economy at the moment is not really good in Zimbabwe or the world over, really. How are they coping and balancing the two?
It's very difficult to balance the two at the moment. And starting from Zimbabwean economy is agro-based. Everything that we have starts from agriculture. As a woman farmer, you want to go to the fields. You have a home in the urban areas. That's where most of the abuse now happens, because they are no longer at one place. And traveling at the moment, especially this lockdown, which is like the first lockdown we had in March, traveling is very difficult. You can't even move to the farm. Produce rots in the field. Insects, herbicides are difficult to even get to the field. Insects are destroying crops. Herbs are also destroying produce. Therefore, in the end, the produce is poor. Transporting produce to the city is very difficult. I'll tell you of a scenario that I had this morning. I went to Mbare today, wanted to buy potatoes that were only $10 just about 3-4 days ago. Today, that pocket is going for $15. And how much does an average Zimbabwean earn? Tomatoes were rotting. It's just a mess. Garbage is not being picked up. Diseases. You know, as Zimbabwe, we are prone to typhoid, dysentery. Other diseases are also to be opportunistic diseases due to COVID. So there is a lot. We are in a very difficult position right now. The economic channels are all disrupted. Produce is not even moving. People from Murewa can't even bring their produce into town. So now imagine how many people are snapping produce in the evening and handling it unhygienically. So right now, COVID itself is also creating other atomic bombs.
Yeah. I've also seen of late in the past 3 months, starting from November last year up to January, we've seen numbers from the statistics input by the Minister of Health. We've seen numbers rising in Matabeleland, North and South, and Bulawayo. And of late in January, we've seen numbers rising in the Harare metropolitan. What could be causing that?
During the first season, I think Zimbabwe went on overrides in entertainment. We had relaxed and we celebrated early the diminishing of COVID, not knowing that we were harnessing COVID into our families and into our community. The tourism sector in Zimbabwe has been affected the past year, and I'm sure the government wanted to boost the tourism industry, and prices went to half the cost of what they usually charge. And Zimbabweans went haywire. They were everywhere. Tourist resorts were full capacity, and people were out partying in numbers. Just one incident that was... That went viral in Bari. But everywhere, there was fanfare. So the fact that people went on overrides, enjoying themselves and having fun over this season was a catastrophe. And they're only talking of numbers that are high in metropolitan Harare. What about other city centers? We do not have the means to test properly. Not even a quarter of our population has been tested. Because people have to pay $60. And that is the salary that most civil servants are earning per month. I went for testing in the past 3 months twice, and I paid $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford that? So those that are tested, who paid for their testing? And when were they tested? Critical moments when they're in hospital. They now need ventilators. What about those at home that are afraid and anxious and will not go out there and get tested? So the number that you're talking is very limited and very minimum compared to the real numbers that are out there. And the people are aware, because every household, one way or the other, has been affected or infected. My own sister-in-law was not well just several days ago. My nephew went for testing, they became negative. My brother was negative. My sister-in-law tested positive. Imagine how much they spent for testing. And how many households in Zimbabwe can care? So that to me is just a very, very trivial number.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yes.
Now, even coming to self-isolation, you have a four-room house in the Mbare, in the high-density suburbs. If you are tested and you are positive, how are women self-isolating in such conditions?
That is very impossible. I'm talking of my sister-in-law was in the house with children who are all below 7 years old. And there are two of them. She does not have a maid now over COVID. She was looking after those kids. She was looking for those kids. How do you self-isolate? It's impossible. We are surviving by God's mercy.
By the grace of God, honestly.
Yes. That's divine intervention. Because we can't. Just a few hours ago, there was a story where police hit a child with a barrel stick at the back. Because the mother was trying to feed for the family. And that child died. It shows there's not of, when you go to the emergency suburb, there's not of isolation, there's no social distancing. Because they choose. People want to get into shops and want produce. And you can't self-isolate like that. It's impossible. Even when you want transport, Zuko. But right now, the nice thing about this lockdown is that you don't travel. You don't move. It's just within your community.
Now, looking at the human rights violations, there's been so many cases of domestic violence.
That's really what
is going on when we are in self-isolation.
COVID has come with a lot of negative effects. A lot of abuse. You're a farmer, you're a woman farmer, you've got a farm out in the bundu there. You want to go and tend to your crops, your animals. You leave your children at home. In the locations, in the rural areas, there is no entertainment, there is no internet. People just, children are, it's so pathetic because the early pregnancies are in overdrive. Abuse is so immense. Divorces are high. I know friends that have husbands that have left them because their husbands can't cope. Because it just doesn't affect your pocket. It also affects you mentally. There's going to be a lot of mental diseases and mental illnesses after this. Because emotionally, counseling routes and counseling ways that we used to use normally when there is no COVID are all shut. There is no church. There is no community. We are people who believe in extended family. You could go to aunt, you could go to uncle. Right? Nobody, no one wants anybody at the house. Whom do you go and report to? Whom do you talk to? I can't afford data to talk to my sister every day on the phone or to my friends on the phone every day. There is no money. I'd rather save that money for food or for concoctions that I will use for COVID when it strikes. So there's a lot of not only physical abuse but emotional abuse
as well. We've run out of time, but your last word of encouragement to all the women out there in Zimbabwe and the world over.
As women, especially women in Zimbabwe, we've been through so much. We are survivors. We will survive this. COVID will come to an end. And let's use the concussions that everybody has been telling us they went. Let's put on our masks. Let's keep our families indoors. Because COVID is real. Thank you.
Amazo akho ukugcina o enkuthazo kwabanye omama.
Abantu beZimbabwe siqinile, sihambe indlela ezibuhlungu ezihlabayo, and siphume sinqobile.
kukovid lakusidanuwa. Gatanze ne sukuchela yosi ya wazi, okoko vetu wate sila nja. Konoka sukuchela sasuku kangelela panzi, kasukuye nensi ekusebenzisa, kuza senza kuhode. Kulila bafadwe zibabwe, kasukoge ni mask, kasale ne mjini, kasukune ni mundi zetu zisenzi. Aba, ii covid ya ibui, ya itata. So kasukuye nenu ya itata sali panzi.
Mazwi enyu ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai sezvo takatarisana nedambudziko kudai. Tinenge tichingoda kungokurudzirana nekuti ii zvakaoma. Ende gore rino racho ra 2021 tanga tichiti ndinga beta aende. Asi 2021 wacho abva atanga muna January. Mazwi ekurudziro.
Vakadzi vemuzimbabwe takashinga. Tiri vafundi. Ende tichakunda. Kafuti nacho tiri kudya. Saka sekukunda kwekuenda 2008 tichakunda. Asi ngatidzokerei muchinyakare chedu. Ngatishandisei zvinhu zvataiudzwa zvatinoziva zvaishandiswa nana mbuya vedu. Ngatinatirei munozviziva zvekunatirwa zvinoshanda. Asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti COVID haiuye. COVID tinoenda kunoitora. Saka ngatigarei pasi nevana mudzimba. Tipeke mamasi. Tinopona. Masazenyakadzi babaya.
Aiwa tinotenda. Maipfukwa. Nekuridzirwa maita uye nekutipa nguva pa Studio 7 pa Women's Roundtable. Ngatikurukurei madzimai asi hlozeni vomama tikurukura nezvakatarisana nemadzimai. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Aiwa maita basi.
Asiyambonga kakhulu unkosikazi Fiona Snikiwe Fukwa. Ebe lesikhathi esihle kakhulu sokuthi sixoxe ngokudibana labesifazana eZimbabwe. Phansi ohlelo loli oloyi COVID-19 lockdown i-level 4. Ndange ndiri kutaura namai Fiona Snikiwe Pfukwa, avanovaiwo mudzimai ari mubhizimusi vanongobata batawo vachitsanzira vachipandera mhuri yavo kuti inge ichirarama. Tinotenda zvikuru kuti mauya pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Okwamanjeke woti ngitate ithuba lele lokunika abesifazane vaseZimbabwe labo abaloke bephethwele nzima ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo phansi kohlelo lolu ole COVID-19 30 days ele level 4 ele lockdown. Asizweni bezikhulumela bodwa.
Sanibonani mahlabezulu. Lo okhulumayo nguJotina Lusinga, yena ohlala enjube kuwathof kobulawayo engumunye wamavendors. Masukangele indlela iCovid ebuye ngayo. Isuke yasiphamanisa kakhulu emsebenzini yethu thina esiphila ngokuzithengisela. Mina njengomama ozimele yedwa kusuke kwaba nzima kakhulu konade kuvele kunzima ngenxa yokuthi bengithembele khonapha as a widow. Mina ngiyi-widow, yimi umama, yimi ubaba. Bengiziphilisa okwakuqala bengiphila nge-preschool. I-preschool ithe ivalwa kubuya i-lockdown kwathiwa sivale with immediate effect, savala last year yonke. Kwaba nzima ke sesihleze emakhaya ungasela lapho ongathola khona isenti yokuthi abantwana bavuke bekhangele labo ukuthi umama uzazizamela njengoba ilanga liyabe liphuma. Kusuke impilo yaba nzima kakhulu sihlezi. Ngaze ngaqala enye iproject entsha ukuthi ngabe ngafundela ukwenza ama-vaseline, lama-drink. ngaqalisa ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngiphile ngakho but bekunzima kunjalo ngoba lapho kuthengiswa khona izinto ngapha kufunakala i-foreign currency thina i-foreign currency siyabe singalayo awuthengisa uyenzima so kusuke kwaba nzima emsebenzini wami kakhulu ukuthi ngizathini uyabutholi ungathengisa kathesi usuthengisela ukuthi uthenge itamatisi lokudla kathesi awula saving awulayo ukuthi next meal uzayibona ha so impilo isuke yaba nzima kakhulu kithi yona le ngaqasa ukupheka amavaseline njengoba liyawabona amavaseline lamadrinki kodwa kube nzima kunjalo kusafilte kakhulu thina njengabantu abangabomama umama olabantwana kumele sidle ngaba kumelanga siphume kumele sibhalele izincwadi nxa siphuma kodwa kube nzima ukuthi lapho sithola khona izincwadi lezo bakunika once incwadi lesebenza khonapho same day sasa sokumele uyebhalelwe enye incwadi ngoba nisabe ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngingena etown ngidinga into zami leziyana ngapha etown angivunyelwa ukungena so i-COVID ingi-affecte kakhulu ebhizinisini yami bengingalawo ama-savings ngoba lokhu esikwenza i-hand to mouth uthengisa ufake emlonyeni uthengisa ufake emlonyeni ugcina vele usala ungalalutho manje sesingasayenzi lutho eyi impilo yaba nzima kakhulu i-government yake yasithembisa ukuthi iyasinika ama-cushioning fund of which ibisinika 600 bond esayithola kanye yona yayithi ezosinika for aminyanga zonke ze-COVID of which le 600 yakhona ayilaa nto eyithengayo ithenga 10 kg yempuphu sokuphelele khonapho the rest kuzozibona ngapha awulandlu uyaloja umastanda ufuna imali yakhe and kube nzima kakhulu kube yi-challenji kimi kakhulu enkulu nakathesi ukuthi ngivuke kubhizinesi ukuthi ngiqalise ukwenza ibhizinesi i-capital yakhona angiselayo angisayitholi so heyi kungi-affecte kakhulu 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 kakhulu
uyo angari mumwe mudzimai wekubulawayo achitsanangudzawo zvaari kusangana nazvo iko zvino apo Zimbabwe iri pasi pechiurongwa hwe 30 days yeCOVID-19 level 4 lockdown anga achingoti tiri kungoraramawo ko zvinotodii uye zvinonetsa kuti titi ngapasaitwe lockdown yacho nekuti inotidzivirirawo kubva kuti titapurirwe chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 asiwo takagara mudzimba kudaro zvinonetsa kuti tiwane chikafu chekupa vana tiwane kuriritira mhuri dzedu takagara kudzimba sezvo ruzhinji rwavo rwuri vanhu vanongozviitira mabasa emaoko ekutengesa-tengesa vachinotengesa miriwo vachitengesa zvakadaro daro vamwe vanotoenda kunana Botswana nekunana South Africa kunohodha kuti vange vachitengesa kana pamaflea market bounowo zvekare mumwe mudzimai anorarama nekutengesa achitaurawo zvaari kuona pasi peurongwa hwelockdown ihwo
ibizo lami ngupriti mpofu ngihlala kobulawayo ngingumama ophila ngokuzisebenza ehoda ethengisa ngaphandle kwamazwe ukuze ngikwanise ukuwondla imuli engingakutsho njengomama ozisebenzayo olabantwana oyisingle mother engiphila ngokuthi ngithengise ukuze abantwana badle baphinde njalo bahambele esikolo engingakutsho yikuthi i-lockdown leyi eyakhathesi ingizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu ngesizathu sokuthi besisanda ukuphuma ku-holiday lathi sibe lokuspenda kakhulu kuholiday abantwana befuna ukudla ezimnandi abantwana befuna impahla sesikhangelela ukuthi njengoba sesiphumile kuholiday umnyaka siqala sizasebenza sithengise ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sibisele lokho esikusebenzise ngeholiday sokuvuka sokuthiwa i-lockdown amabhoda kuyikuthi ebengakathathi isikhathi eside evuliwe sesikhangelela ukuthi sesizake siphumule ukube siwoda ngokuphathisa abanye abantu lathi sikwanise ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthola incwadi zama-COVID certificate sizichaphele umngcele wokuyawoda izinto zethu sibuye sithengise ngapha ngendlela elula Koke i-lockdown sesikhangelele ukuthi siza kuyawoda kwavuka sokuyi-lockdown. Sivele singaselazi imali, singaselani isenti sikhangelele ukuthi sizavuka. Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima engakutsho ukuthi ngikhuluma nje kathesi siyabe sisesigula i-stress ukucabanga kakhulu, emotionally susiba affected njengomuntu ongumama. Awulayo nini suspendile over Christmas sitshela ukuthi sizasebenza kade sesihlezi phansi akula plan asazi lokuthi siqalela ngapi sisiya ngapi so besikhangelela ukuthi at least nga uhulumeni uthe sithi lockdown kwaba lokunye njanga sinceda ngakho njengabantu abangomama maybe abakhangelela lokuphila labantwana maybe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abasebenza ama cross border traders sanikwa nje maybe ongamala allowance ongama covid allowance zokuncane khona koko ukuthi lati sikwansi ukuthi sithele abantwana ukudla even ama food uhamba nje kodwa lokhu sakwansi ukuthi uhulumende abe lapho asincedisa khona
hayo angari mamwe emadzimai anorarama nekutengetengesa nemabasa emaoko vachitsanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu pasi peurongwa hwelockdown muZimbabwe kuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapuriranwa kwechirwere checovid-19 haiwa hama dzinodiwa hanzi chisingaperi chinoshura nhasi unou tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi bakwiti kutiwa kusinwa kudedelwani woti lami ndidedele kwavanyu isikati asisavumi ukuba siqhubekele phambili siloke sikulolu hlelo sezidliwe ngumangoyi sesizalugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngile themba lilukholisile kulokho okuvele emelika izigigaba kade zisenzakala khona lalabo abesifazane labo abazama ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo ngendlela ezehlukeneyo likhuthazeke ukubana lilondoloze impilo ngoba i-COVID-19 iyabulala njalo kayikhethi asilondoloni ukuhlanzeka asigqokeneni amamaski lapho sisiya phandle singabuthani duzane laduzane siminyezelene simaintaine i-social distancing oselivalelisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngupresides Jeremiah mova nekurara kwakanaka nhasi unouyu tabva tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi ndinoda kutenda zvikuru mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa vanenge navo muchirongwa chanhasi pamwe chete nemadzimai akazvipira kuti vange vachitaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo vatataura navo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi morara zvakanaka ndipraxides Jeremiah. We've come to the end of our program today. I hope you did enjoy it and you witnessed whatever was happening in the United States yesterday. But now we've come to the end of the program because we've run out of time. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, whom I had in this program. And she was so hospitable that she could speak in both languages, in Shona, English, and in Ndebele. So with the difficulties of this pandemic, we have had to broadcast from home. I wouldn't have managed to do all this if she wasn't so generous as to give her a part of her time to us. Thank you so much.